Hi there, welcome to the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Griffith, and I am so excited to have you here. On this podcast, we talk about all forms of neurodivergence, from ADHD to learning disorders to giftedness to autism and more. If any of that sounds familiar, welcome to Neurodivergent Magic. Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome back to another episode of the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast. We have a quick one for you today. I basically just want to let you know about a really, really cool free event that I'm hosting, specifically for those of you who are listening who are not confident that you are neurodivergent. Maybe you stumbled upon this podcast because you were kind of searching, oh, do I maybe have ADHD? Like, could it be dyslexia? Like, what's going on in my brain? And to be honest, you're just not sure. You're not professionally diagnosed. You're not confident enough to self-diagnose. And you're just not sure where you really fit in this community. Now, as a life coach and not a therapist or a mental health professional, I can't diagnose you. I can't tell you for sure if you are or are not neurodivergent. But here's what I can do. I can welcome you into this community and let you know that you do belong. And it is so much more important to me that people who are questioning their neurodivergence and their neurotype feel welcome than, you know, gatekeeping or keeping out people who are neurotypical. I just think that that's far less important than just making everyone feel as welcomed and included as possible. Because honestly, ask yourself this, what harm is done if you join this community and you, you know, follow a couple people on Instagram and you start doing research and you end up finding out, hey, this actually doesn't quite sound like me. I think maybe I am neurotypical, or maybe I'm neurodivergent in a different way that I hadn't considered before. You know, it's so much more important for me to include people who end up being wrong about their suspicions, and then they, you know, peacefully, gratefully leave the community later, rather than, you know, like, well, we can only accept people if they are for sure neurodivergent. Like, I just personally find that a little silly. Now, that being said, when you're not sure what your neurotype is, or you're not sure what exactly is going on in your brain, it can be hard to join these communities because it's like, well, do I join the autistic community? Do I join the Tourette's community? Like, I'm not sure where I fit precisely. I'm just kind of neurodivergent, but people don't seem to like it when I use that term as like a blanket term. And we can dig into all of that later. But basically, it can be really hard to be what I'm calling neurocurious. Neurocurious folks are the people who are very curious about their neurotype, but they don't necessarily have one or two or three set labels that fully describe them. It's more like, hey, I've noticed this trait, and hey, I've noticed that trait. And it can lead to, frankly, an identity crisis. Heaven knows I have been here. I identified just as blanket neurodivergent for quite a while before I really, really honed in on my autistic self-diagnosis, and then later was professionally diagnosed with ADHD as well. But it was a weird experience being neurocurious. Like, I didn't know where I fit, and I didn't really feel like anyone was talking to me. Right? No one was speaking directly to me in my experience. And so I want to take the time to speak directly to you and to your experience. And I want to do it through this really cool free 3-day event that I'm hosting called Neurocurious. Am I neurodivergent? And if I am, what do I do now? This event is actually coming up super soon. It's going to be September 5th, 6th, and 7th. Each day we will meet on Zoom at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Camera is completely optional, whatever you're most comfortable with. Mics off until we get to the question portion of the meeting, and each meeting will be about an hour. So on day one, September 5th, That's a Tuesday, by the way. We will be talking about 20 different types of neurodivergence because I think we get really hung up on ADHD and autism because they are, more commonly diagnosed than a lot of others. But there are so many types of neurodivergence out there that deserve recognition and discussion. And if you feel like, oh, I might be neurodivergent, but I don't really fit into autism or ADHD, there are so many other types of neurodivergence that you might fit into that we just need to discuss. And then on day two, which is Wednesday, September 6th, we will be talking about neurodivergence, disability, and identity. So this one's a little heavier, but I think it's really important. It's really, really important to discuss the reality of disability in the neurodivergent community and how that affects the way we think of who we are as people. So that's what we're going to be tackling. Come prepared to feel some big feelings. And finally, day three, which will be Thursday, September 7th, we will be talking about what to do next. Basically, 5 steps toward embracing your neurodivergent brain. Now, if you come to the first 2 days of training and you're like, you know what? I really don't know that I'm neurodivergent. Maybe there's something else that I'm picking up on that's different about me that's not to do with my neurotype. Feel free, you do not have to come to day three then. That is completely fine. But if you come to days one and two and you're like, okay, yeah, this is me. Please, please come to day three and get the next steps. This is the what do I do portion of the event, and I would love, love, love to help you with that as someone who has gone through exactly this. So to get access to the Zoom link, we're using the same Zoom link all 3 days, so you don't have to save a bunch of different Zoom links. You can go to neurodivergentmagic.com/neurocurious-sign-up, or just go to the show notes and the link will be there for you to sign up as well. Again, this is totally free. I am putting this on as a just a way to include people who aren't sure where they stand, basically. And also, additionally, replays will be available, but only if you sign up. I'm not going to send the replays out to my general email list or to my social media. The replays will only go out to people who are signed up for the event. So even if you can't come live, I think it's a really good idea to sign up just so that you can get those replays in your inbox. All right, I think that's all I have for you this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I can't wait to see you at the NeuroCurious event, and I will talk to you again next Saturday.
As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you give us a follow over on Spotify, leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, and tune in next Saturday for another amazing episode.